Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When you hear the word tattoo, is this what comes to mind? Yes, there is the needle, and for some a certain stigma or seedy association, but it is popular. One out of every three Americans between the ages of 18 and 35 has a tattoo, and for most of them, it's art. In Boston, the ICA, the Institute of Contemporary Art, is hosting a show of tattoo-inspired work by the Mexican artist Dr. Lacra. It's his first solo museum show in this country. WBUR's Andrea Shea this morning takes a look at tattoo art's move from the body to the gallery.
Just to be clear, Dr. Lacra's exhibition is not a tattoo show. While he inks skin, the Mexican artist also puts tattoo-like illustrations on found objects. Demons, snakes, and gang symbols cover old pinup girl prints, advertisements, even plastic Cupid dolls. At the ICA, Dr. Lacra paints murals in the gallery as museum workers move crates of his art during installation. Crouching near a lift, the soft-spoken artist moves a thin paintbrush across the wide surface. His hand is covered with tiny tattoos, but here, Lacra is creating looming imagery, almost like effigies.
They're a mixture of everything. This is like Egyptian, this is from Thailand, this is from Africa, that one is Aztec.
Lacra has traveled the world studying traditions of tattooing in different cultures. A lot of the themes in his vast body of work are ritualistic and subversive. Even his nickname, Dr. Lacra, means Dr. Delinquent in Spanish. The 38-year-old artist started tattooing underground as a teen in Mexico, but today tattoos are more accepted, and while that's gratifying, Lacra says part of him laments the street form going mainstream.
Before, I think it was more, not profound, but like intimate, maybe.
Tattooing on skin is highly personal and permanent. It's also one of our oldest art forms. Tattoo-like scars were found on earliest man. Ancient kings and warriors had them. Darwin wrote about them. In his art, Lacra mashes this history with more modern imagery.
He's very informed about this. This is all coming out in his work.
Pedro Alonso curated Lacra's show.
And in a way, it's a challenge to us to get over our preconceived notions and our stigma attached to tattooing and say, hey, you know, this has been around for a long time, and it's not just, you know, hookers and sailors.
Or criminals. That said, Alonso believes there's a huge audience for this type of artwork since more Americans have tattoos than ever before. But how is the tattoo-inspired art exhibit playing with the tattoo community in Boston? To find out, I visited a tattoo artist named Fat Rom.
I've still yet to achieve to be that fat.
Rom opened Fat Rom's pumpkin tattoo shop in Jamaica Plain when tattooing became legal in Massachusetts only a decade ago. Regarding the ICA's new show, this tattoo artist is unabashedly skeptical.
The museum's just like, oh, new artsy-fartsy guy has to do with tattoos. That's trendy in the media. Let's push this as being the latest thing. So my reaction is to kind of resist against that.
But with a little cajoling, Rom reluctantly agreed to head to the ICA to see Dr. Lacra's show with me.
We're going to have to take this all in. Then maybe we'll have some commentary, right?
First, Rom lingers on a group of framed Mexican pinup girl magazines. Dr. Lacra drew tattoos on the women's flawless skin.
It's just funny. You know, the images are like traditional images from early American tattooing combined with current iterations of them and gang tattoos.
Then there's a dictator with Maori tattoos on his face and a traditional woodblock print of a Japanese courtesan, tattooed, blood dripping from her mouth. She's holding a heroin needle and a demon or ghoul watches her in the background.
I love altering images like that. And so it's so interesting in that sense. It's just so bizarre and ironic that it's in this setting. it's like confusing and drying up all these ideas, which is interesting, and that's what art does, you know?
In the end, Fat Rom says he's most impressed by Lacra's wall murals, but for the exhibition as a whole, he says nothing has been resolved.
All my reservations about it and my questions I would ask, and what I feel that people in my industry are going to be wondering, none of those things have been answered, you know?
And is that okay?
That's fine. Of course it's okay. Like, God, who has all the answers in this world? I mean, for real.
With that, Fat Rom adds, art is always a personal and subjective experience. In the museum or on your own bicep, I suspect Dr. Lacra would agree. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.